Amen, amen, amen. First off, before we get down the road, let us pray. Now, dear and blessed Lord, our God and our Father, Lord, we bless you. We praise you and we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of grace and salvation by grace. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence, for these, Lord, whom you've drawn in our midst to hear words, Lord, straight from thee. We pray, O God, that in thy faithfulness you would bless, that thou hast decreed for each of these. And Lord, that your purpose will be manifested. And carry us on into the service. Bless every friend and every visitor, O God, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to go back where I was before. Colossians, the first chapter. And I spent quite a bit of time corroborating. And I didn't seem to get to say all that I wanted to say or might have needed to have said regarding those scriptures. Colossians chapter 1, we trust in everybody to have a Bible. Everybody that can read should have a Bible. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 through 29. Colossians 1, the last time we started up at the 21st verse and worked down, but this time we're going to start at verse 24 and quit at 29 if we indeed get that far. Elder Nickerson is our designated reader. And Elder, we're going to ask you to go ahead and read it from the King James Version, because we're going to come behind you with the exegesis and any corrections that need to be made from the King James rendering and give comment. So if you would, begin reading Colossians verse 21, chapter 1, verse 24, Elder. 29.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, in the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ
in my flesh,
for his body's sake, which is the church. Whereof I am made a minister.
Let me say this, Elder. Which is the church whereof I am made a minister. All right?
According to the dispensation of God.
According to the dispensation of God, we're going to find out which one that is.
Which is given to me. For you. To fulfill the word of God.
Amen. In that dispensation that Paul is talking about, it is given to me to fulfill the word of God in that dispensation. What else?
Even the mystery.
To fulfill the word of God, even the mystery.
Which has been hid.
We'll see what that is. Which has been hid.
From ages. And from generations. But now is made manifest to his saints.
Now that cannot be the law, because the law was pinned on script and it was given to Israel. Amen. That cannot be kingdom, because the Lord Jesus Christ came and preached the gospel of the kingdom to Israel. Amen. All right, read on, Ella.
To whom God would make known.
All right, now these are the same saints being mentioned. To whom God would make known.
What is the riches?
Of the glory.
Of this mystery. Among Gentiles.
Not another one. This mystery which among the Gentiles.
Which is Christ in you.
Which is Christ in you.
The hope of glory.
The hope, and may I add, the only hope of glory. Mm-hmm.
Whom we preach.
Christ whom we preach.
Warning every man.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching every man.
Teaching every man.
In all wisdom.
In all wisdom. Remember what Pastor just said? Amen. In this time and in this gospel, it's about knowledge. We want to know. So we won't be confused. So we're going to see about that. What knowledge, what wisdom this gospel that's being talked about gives. Read, Ella.
That we may present every man.
That we may present every man.
Perfect in Christ
perfect
Jesus.
Perfect or mature in Christ Jesus.
Whereunto.
Because that's not talking about fleshly perfection. Forget it. Mature in Christ Jesus, whereunto?
I also.
I also labor.
Labor.
Mm-hmm.
Striving according to his working.
Striving according to his working.
Which worketh in me mightily.
So don't ever give yourself credit for your striving, for your trying, and for your diligence. It's of him. We want to return to the subject matter that we've been discussing the last couple of times. Eternal truth for today's church in the grace dispensation. Eternal truth. A lot of truths. But we're talking about that which is. Eternal truth. And I'm going to give you definitions as I go along so I won't get a backlog. Eternal truth for today's church, not the church in the wilderness, but today's church in the dispensation of grace. Bear with me here. As you listen to and consider this message, I pray God that you will see or be caused to see and understand that this gospel, the mystery, the gospel of the grace of God, is first of all, first out the box, different. It's different from all the other truths in the Bible. The mystery is very different. Those of you that have come to Sunday school, we have been studying for the last several months, if not a couple of years, the differences in the gospel, gospels, and the differences in the churches or the groupings. But it's different. Secondly, it's eternally based. Eternally based. Now, when you hear the word eternal, forget time. Throw time completely out of your mind and out of the picture. Because eternity or eternal is without beginning and without end. It's everlasting and it's timeless. It's forever the same, and it changes not. There are no sequences in eternity. You don't do this or have this done, and then that next. Everything is all at once, and it's in God's eternal decree. Amen. Throw time out the picture whenever you hear eternity. No, there's not eternity past, eternity present, and eternity future. No. Eternity is. Amen. Amen. And the one who inhabits eternity, that's why he spoke eternal language to Moses when he said, tell Pharaoh that I am have sent me unto you. In absolute existence, I am have sent you unto him. All right. Eternal. It's eternally based. Also, this gospel, the mystery, is heavenly's spiritually focused, not earthly focused. Most of the preaching that you hear today is earthly, physically focused. It's either philosophizing or into socializing, sociology, or into things or enjoying your best time now. This is not it. This is not even near or remotely near the best. Hallelujah. So our gospel, the mystery, is heavenly's spiritually focused. It was specifically designed for a distinct, and I heard this word coming up also, for a distinct, precious, and highly privileged and blessed group. It was specifically designed for this group through grace and through no other means or medium. Not out of yourself or what you can do or what you can bring to the table with God, but through grace. Now let me explain what grace is. Grace is not just a little fine help thing that God administers to help you along. No, 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 no. When you talk about grace, the grace of God, it means without merit. Merit is totally out the picture. It means undeserved kindness.
Yes.
No merit. Undeserved kindness. Hallelujah. That is grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift. It's a benefit or a benevolence. Now, you all that go back a little bit like me, remember in time past we used to take up the benevolent offering. And it was an offering to the disenfranchised and the needy. And we didn't expect anything in return. So grace, the grace of God, is a benevolent. He's not expecting anything in return, especially our performance. Oh, totally out the picture. Amen. All right. Fifthly, that since it was given or revealed from the heavenly's eternal sphere, as you shall see, it instructs us, it points us, it informs us, and it directs us to prioritize. Prioritize means in putting things in order, what goes first. We live in the world, we got bills to pay, we got families and households to take care of, we got jobs to answer to, we got social responsibilities, public responsibilities, laws and the like. But in priority, amen, the things of God, they take a prioritized position. Think upon, look for, hope toward, and trust in Him, even Christ, as our manifested spiritual heavenly consciousness will succeed and supersede, or set aside, you could say, our fleshly, earthly, temporary consciousness. Our heavenly spiritual consciousness will supersede our temporary, earthly, fleshly consciousness in eternal sonship, spiritual sonship. We do right now, we do eternally abide. Now let's go to the scriptures to back that up. Reading from Colossians, first chapter, the 24th verse, again, Paul said, I rejoice in the sufferings for you and complete that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ. He is writing a letter to the Colossian church, and may I add, this letter was written from prison. So he was partaking in a peaceful setting. Amen, when he wrote this letter. But this man said, it's something about it. He said, I rejoice, or I am rejoicing. Now, this rejoice is what we call an indicative present. And yes, we are going to exegete, and we're going to use the grammar of the Greek language, because that's the language that what we call the New Testament, but in it you have the kingdom and you have the grace testament. Amen. But it was written in Greek, and we're going to use those resources of the Greek language to convey what the Holy Spirit intended to have conveyed. It's an indicative present. Anytime you hear an indicative mood in the Greek, it means that it is a fact. It is a thing that is true. This is what a fact is. It is a thing that is true or already to have occurred. How could it be a fact if it haven't already occurred? It has to have already occurred. It is a thing that's already done. So when you hear the indicative mood in the Greek language, it's talking about something that not a work in progress, but a thing that is already done, finished, and through. I rejoice in the suffering for you and complete that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ. Paul and nobody else could suffer for sins but the Lord Jesus. No one. Only his shed blood, not even the blood of bulls and goats, could take away sin. Only the blood of Jesus could take away sin. So he's not talking about filling up or completing in that aspect of our salvation. He's talking about, praise God, that which the Lord left for an entity that had never before been heard of. That which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ. He is left and he is appointed to fill it up or to present to the body of Christ that which is for them, or that message which is called a mystery, a particular truth, that is for the church, the body of Christ. Amen. The afflictions of Christ in the flesh of me. Lord, did he suffer? He was caused to suffer. And that suffering was for the body of him, which is the church. Another indicative present. It is the church. It is a fact that the body of Christ is the church, and the church is the body of Christ. Not churches, this church, that denomination. But the church, a distinct call-out group, is Christ's body. And that's what Paul, amen, was left to fill up or complete. Amen. Verse 25. Back to 24, the end, the church of which I became a minister. Not any church, but the church of which Paul became a minister. Paul was not a minister of the kingdom church. Oh, yes, you had a kingdom church. They passed, I know they lumped the whole Bible together and tried to make the church one big entity, but the church, the body of Christ, is a distinct group. It does not include the nation of Israel, although Israelites are in the body of Christ. Remember in Galatians, I think the second chapter. But there, in Christ Jesus, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, male nor female. But we are all one in Christ's body, the church of which I became a minister. And this is what we call, this word became is an indicative aorist. That means that it is a thing that's already done, but it was not done in time. You know Paul's, what happened, as Pastor just said earlier. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a law keeper and a staunch law keeper. And in the kingdom church, he was trying to stamp out the name of Jesus. Praise God. But he became a minister of the grace church, and this is not in time for it to have the aorist tense with the indicative mood. The aorist tense is a past completed action. And as I said, the indicative mood is a fact. So in eternity, out of time, Paul became a minister and a steward, or a steward of the dispensation of God that was given, he said, unto me. Again, singular me. In the kingdom church, you had 12 apostles that took the lead in the kingdom church. Paul did not qualify, as I said before, to be a kingdom apostle. Amen. You had to have stayed around the Lord Jesus and heard him teach and preach from the time he began his ministry after the baptism of John until his taken away, yes, as he took away into heaven. But Paul did not know, according to Scripture, he did not have any concourse with the earthly Christ. The Lord spoke to Paul out of the heavenlies, and he gave him the revelation of what we call the mystery. It's shaping up now. Saints of God, everything regarding the church, the body of Christ, is out of the heavenlies. He didn't reveal the mystery. The Lord Jesus didn't reveal the mystery while he was in his earthly sojourn. He didn't talk about it. He didn't relate to it. He didn't tell anyone of it. But it existed. Mm-hmm. Because in eternity, in the indicative mood, it was completed. In the aorist tense, as a past completed action, Paul became a minister. So this dispensation was in play before time. Everything regarding you and your and I and our salvation is away from time. Mm-hmm. It's out of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Thanks.
That which was given to me, and it was given to me, Paul said, for you, having fulfilled the word or the decree of God, which is the mystery. Now, I want to corroborate this, as I heard it mentioned this verse earlier. Elder, would you get me Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2? We're going to corroborate. Corroborate means to confirm and strengthen. And we're going to corroborate and see what dispensation Paul is talking about. Ephesians chapter 3, read verse 1 and 2, Elder.
For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles.
For who?
You Gentiles.
For you Gentiles, not Israel. If you recall, in the second chapter of Galatians, Paul said of Peter, the gospel of the circumcision or the Jews was committed to Peter, as was the gospel of the uncircumcision or the Gentiles was committed to me. There are two gospels right there. The gospel that belonged to, and that's the genitive case. And in the Greek, the genitive case means ownership or possession. The gospel of the circumcision was, or that belonged to the Jews, was committed to Peter. And the gospel of the uncircumcision, or the Gentiles, was committed unto Paul. He is the grace, the foremost of the grace apostles. I, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. What, Elder?
If ye have heard of the dispensation.
If ye have heard, having heard. This is an aorist indicative again. This is God's eternal decree. Who would hear? Even here today. You know it's not talking about everybody, because everyone have not heard of this dispensation. Even amongst God's people, it has been withheld from some, at least for now. Amen. If ye have heard of what?
Of the dispensation.
The dispensation.
Of the grace of God.
Of the grace of God, what?
Which is given me.
Paul said it was given to me.
To you, Ward.
To you, Ward. Now, we understand that there are seven dispensations in the Bible. First one up is innocence. That was under Adam. And then conscious. When Adam sinned, consciousness means to know within. He felt his guilt. Amen. And that ushered in the dispensation of conscience.
Yes.
Amen. Then we had the dispensation of human government under Noah. The gospel and the instructions varied according to dispensation,
yes,
of God's dealing with his elect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The doctrine, amen, and the gospel varied from dispensation to dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
He told Adam, You may eat of every tree, but the one in the midst of the garden. Don't do it. He said, in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. That was a conditional contract between God and Adam. Adam wasn't able to keep his. God kept his, but Adam couldn't keep his. Amen. So ushered in after he sinned the dispensation of consciousness. And after what? He had the dispensation of human government under Noah. Told Noah, build a boat. I'm going to destroy the earth and all living things. And you and your family are the only ones that would be saved. He just asked Noah to simply construct a boat, and the Lord shut them in. That was an unconditional covenant with Noah. He said unto Abraham, get away from your kindred, come out to a land that I will show you, and I will bless you, and I will make of you a great nation. That was another unconditional covenant unto Abraham. But he said unto Moses, come up into the mountain, and I'll give you commandments, wherein if you and Israel keep, then shall you be a peculiar people unto me, for all the earth is mine, saith the Lord. That was the dispensation of the law. It was conditional. They didn't keep it. Hallelujah. But they will be blessed ultimately, because that was the purpose of the coming of Christ, to keep that and fulfill that which Israel could not. Amen. Then we had the dispensation of the kingdom over which the Lord Jesus Christ will reign. Now don't you get, as we oftentimes do, we get the dispensation of the kingdom mixed up with the dispensation of the grace of God. You just take the prayer of the dispensation of the kingdom. I thought the pastor, former pastor and them, were off the rocker a little bit when I first heard them say that was not our prayer. But let's examine it. Part of it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What come next? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. It's a kingdom that will be set up by the Lord himself, and it will be a righteous kingdom. But we are not part of that kingdom. Praise God. The Lord didn't speak our gospel from the earth. Amen. And we are not part of that kingdom. What did we say in verse 24? We are members of his body, which is the church. We are not subjects of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are body members. We are of him. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't even preach the gospel of the grace of God. You look at Matthew 4 and 23, you will see that the Lord Jesus himself preached the gospel of the kingdom. But he delivered the gospel of the grace of God and ushered in the dispensation of the grace of God unto the Apostle Paul. Amen. But we have to exegete in order to find out these truths. And we have to rightly divide the Bible dispensationally and according to contracts which are covenants. Testament is the same thing. You see, in our basic Bibles, we have only two covenants, two contracts, the old covenant and the new covenant. But there are seven dispensations, and each one carries its own covenant. Just like, praise God, me and one of my fellow deacons, we both are automotive workers. Post. Amen. Now, we are under a national agreement which blanketed all the auto workers. But we had certain local level or company agreements. His was for him, and mine was for me. He was GM, I'm former Ford. Praise God. So that's the way each dispensation have its own covenant and contract. The word of the Lord, the mystery. Elder, I want you to read. Go back to verse 2 of Ephesians chapter 3 and begin reading at verse 2 down to verse 9.
Ephesians chapter 3.
Yes.
Verse 2.
Yes.
If ye have heard.
I tell you what, Elder, read it from the interlinear. You have the interlinear?
Yeah.
All right. Read it from the interlinear, Elder.
If indeed.
If indeed. All right.
Ye heard.
Ye heard.
The stewardship.
The stewardship or dispensation.
Okay. Of the grace of God.
All right. What? You know what dispensation we are in Washington, D.C. The old dispensation. In Detroit, we might have liked the outgoing mayor, but we got under a new administration. Dispensation, economy, administration, all the same thing. Praise God. Or the house rule. So, dispensations change, but things like love of God, mercy of God, that when the Lord said, I am the Lord, I change not, those things don't change. But the dispensation, God has several of them, and they all have their own gospel and their own contract. We are in the dispensation of the grace of God, and its head is the Apostle Paul by his own admission. Not the 12, neither one of them, but Paul. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Go to verse 3, Elder.
That by way of revelation.
That by way of revelation. It was revealed unto him by the Lord Jesus from the eternal heavenlies. But in the kingdom, the leaders of the kingdom were taught, amen, and helped and taught continually and indoctrinated by the earthly Jesus. But the Lord spoke to Paul from heaven. And I got something else to tell you about the heavenlies. All right. Read on, Ella.
Was made known.
Was made known.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery.
The mystery. The mystery. Now, what is the mystery? Ooh. You had to ask. The mystery is the volume of truth. In the short version, is hidden truth revealed. That's the short version. You asked for the extended version. I heard you. The volume of truth, which was kept secret until it was revealed to the Apostle Paul. Here's what it did. It informed the members of the body of Christ, the church. It informs us of who we are or who we truly are. It tells us what is our blessed hope, and it's not here.
Yes.
It's eternal in the heavenlies. For in Ephesians 1 and 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who having from eternity already blessed us in each and every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. But I get to that. It tells us the sphere of our greatest provision and blessing. You hear a lot ado about the Lord gave me a house, the Lord gave me a car, the Lord gave me a job, the Lord gave me some clothes. Praise God. That is good, but that is not the prioritized sphere of our blessing. The job gonna go, the car gonna go, the shoes gonna go if they don't wear out first. And guess what's gonna go last? The body that enjoyed all of that. Maybe. I mean, maybe it'll go before, after them. They might go before it. Praise God. And it tells us, it informs us, where do we truly or actually abide? Where do we truly or actually abide? The gospel of the grace of God, the mystery, praise God, it was not given by the resurrected Lord to save us, as most of God's people think. The gospel of the grace of God, the mystery, was not given to save us.
Yeah, I hear you.
It was sent to members already of the body of Christ to inform us
Amen.
Of who we are, what we have. Praise God.
Thank God.
Let me tell you something else while I'm on the subject. Don't hold it back, Deacon. The overwhelming majority of God's people are under the erroneous notion, the erroneous opinion, and an illusion that our existence begins in time. Praise God. We are under the erroneous opinion that our existence begins in time. Now, somebody's already asked themselves, if we were always a member of his body, how could it have begun with creation when the Lord is eternal?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we spend the bulk of our time, the bulk of our energies, the bulk of our worth even, prioritizing the things of time.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Even our health, even our earthly lives, we spend the bulk of time prioritizing and spending on our bodies, amen, and on earthly provision, and give little thought to the prioritized or should be prioritized things of where we truly actually abide.
Amen.
We are just, let me finish this.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That our existence begin in time, in flesh. It don't. And that based upon what we do, here's the bad one. Based upon what we do, this is what most of saints believe, whether or not it determines whether or not we make it out of time. This is what the average saint of God believes. Based on what we do, how well we live, how many commandments we can keep, how much we can abstain from certain evils, praise God, we think that that will give us the ability to make it out of time, and really even if that, because the average child of God puts time on an equal par with eternity. There is no time in eternity where we abide, where we truly abide. Hell, I might leave that scripture. I got somewhere else to go because I might have an unbelieving mind here. And into eternal life or existence.
Yes.
That's what the average saint believes. What we do determines where we go, and if we get into eternal life or existence. That nothing could be further from the truth. We abide right now in the heavenlies right now. In eternity, right now. In Christ Jesus, right now. Where do you think Christ ascended to in manifestation? Bloomfield? No, he ascended into the heavenlies in manifestation. But we have abode in Christ eternally. Praise God. And we were manifested or put in time. Ella, I'm going to have to see you there. I'm going to have to leave here. Get me Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 25. I want the interlineal in on this. No, first go to Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 through 14. Hebrews 2, 9 through 14. Our flesh, we have been given or manifested in time in a fleshly body for testimony only.
Amen.
Praise God. For testimony only.
Amen.
What is testimony? Testimony is witness or evidence of. It's affirmation and divine revelation. We are here for witness and testimony only. The work of God is already done in eternity. What did I tell you an indicative was? It's a fact. And a fact is a thing that is already done or already occurred.
Yes.
So
amen.
Our salvation is already done. Amen. Our course is already finished and done.
Amen.
If we intend to turn right but we turn left, it's already done. Amen. What school we go to is already done. So no need in sweating if you can't follow Sister Imam or even Kyla. Don't sweat. is already done. What we attain to achieve is already done. Our thoughts are already done. What do we think creation and the Creator is? He created everything, and everything abides in Him. All right, Ellie, you have Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. I said that we, amen, abide in eternity, and we are manifested in time only. Begin reading verse 9, Ella. Chapter 2 of Hebrews, verse 9.
In the
interlineal.
From the interlineal?
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 2.
I want you to follow me closely. If you don't have an interlinear Greek, follow with the King James. All right, read, Ella.
Chapter 2, verse 9.
Yes.
Greek interlineal. The one but a little.
The one but a little.
Than angels.
Your Bible say it made a little lower than the angels. Uh-huh.
Haven't been made.
And why is that? Less, having been made less.
We see
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Because of the suffering.
He took on a body because of the suffering, or according to the suffering. All right?
Of death with glory.
Of death. Uh-huh. Keep
going. Having been crowned. So as.
Uh-huh.
By the grace of God. On behalf of every man.
That don't mean everybody absolute.
Yes.
Amen. And it would be, if it were plural for everybody, it would be all. But I do believe that singular is each and every man, or every one of a kind, the elect of God. He died for each and every one of his own. Uh-huh.
That he might taste of death.
He might taste of death. Verse 10, read it.
For it was fitting.
It was fitting
for him.
For him,
because of whom,
mm-hmm,
all things.
Of whom all things.
And through whom.
And through whom
all things.
All things. Every thought, every intent, every deed, every entity, every purpose, everything. Oh Lord, read it out. All things.
All
what?
Things, many sons.
Many
to
sons.
Glory.
To glory.
Leading the author of the salvation of them, and through sufferings to perfect.
And that's in manifestation, because we were always in the body of Christ. But that's manifestation in the earth, in time, in these bodies, for testimony being witnessed. Yeah, this agrees to that. That's the witness.
Amen.
That's the testimony. When you put somebody on the witness stand and they are going to testify, they are not going to do the actual event. They are going to just testify to what is, or the actual event. They'll testify. So in manifestation, in your life and mine, in human flesh, we are only testifying unto God's eternal working that's already done.
Amen.
That's all you're doing is testifying.
Amen.
Not the actual. Oh, let's get to the good part, Ella. Come on down here.
11?
Yeah, verse 11.
The one both for sanctifying,
that is Christ sanctifying. Uh-huh.
And the ones being sanctified.
What, here we go. The ones being sanctified.
Of one all.
Of one, not the ones being sanctified. This is truly plural. It's all of us that are sanctified. Read on, Ella.
For which cause? He is not ashamed.
Uh-huh.
And not ashamed.
Yes.
Brothers.
Them
call.
To call. All right. Here we go with the goody-goody. Read it, Ella.
Saying, I will announce. The name.
Uh-huh.
Of thee to the brothers of me.
Yes.
In the midst of the church.
Of the church.
I will hymn thee.
Yes, I'll praise thee in song. Uh-huh.
And again. I will be.
Having trusted, Aris, already done.
On him.
On him.
And again.
And again.
Behold.
Behold.
I.
And
the children.
And the children.
Whom to me. Gave God.
Aorist indicative. A fact. And aorist tense. A completed action. God gave the children unto Christ who suffered for us. Now what verse 14 say?
Since therefore. The children.
Hold that, Ella. Since therefore the children. These are children already. The children. How could you not be and come in time, and when the scripture said that this is an eternal act of God in the aorist indicative? Howbeit the children, what?
Have. Partaken.
Partaken or participated in. That word means participated in. Partaken.
Of blood.
Yes, the children participated in blood.
And of flesh.
And of flesh.
Also himself.
Get ready to hold on to your seat. Also himself.
In like manner. He shared the same thing.
Praise God. Did not Christ come into his own world in the flesh as a babe? Hallelujah. And did not he send all of us in time in the world through a fleshly manifestation?
Yeah.
The Lord, praise God, showed what the actualized decree of God was. We were always children. You didn't just become a child in 1950 or 1960 or 70 or 80 or 90. You were always a child of God. You were always in the body of Christ. And you were placed, praise God, in flesh in time. Hallelujah. I don't have to go and see what David corroborated with this. It's right here. Finish that up, Ella. Because we're going to Philippians after that.
Okay. The same things in order.
Same things.
That
in order that through.
Through death.
The death.
He might destroy.
He might destroy.
The one.
Yes.
The having being.
Yes. Have us fear and scared to death.
Okay. Of death.
Of death.
That is. The devil.
All right, now turn with me quickly.
This is the devil.
Time is running out. Turn with me quickly to Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 25. We were always in Christ. Amen. You don't do some things here, shake the preacher's hand, get baptized, speak in a few tongues, and nobody know what you're saying. Amen. And then get into the eternalness, heavenness in Christ Jesus. Praise God. If you didn't bring it in, I heard somebody say this, it's not original with me, and the scriptures bear the same. If you didn't bring your salvation in, if you are not a child coming in, you're not going to be a child or take salvation out with you. The children, praise God, were partakers of flesh and blood. Amen. Christ revealing the way, amen, into testimony. The same thing. His dying on Calvary cross was testimony. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. Calvary was testimony of the actual.
Amen.
Actualization, actual, means to bring a thing into being or into existence.
Amen.
You got Philippians 1.
Yes,
we don't want to stop for a cool off here. All right, Ella. Begin reading at verse 21. We think we do something and then get with God. No. You are always a child of God. And then he do stuff which in manifestation in time confirming who you are.
Amen.
It just put a stamp of a seal on. Holy Spirit, bear witness in your heart that I do belong to God.
I hear you.
He's not making you a saint. The gospel of the grace of God is not here to save you. Look at its content. It's here to inform us,
amen,
to educate us, to give us knowledge, understanding,
yes,
contentment, yes, peace, joy, assurance, security. It don't save. You were saved coming in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ellie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Philippians 1, verse 21. Yep, King, Greek, interlinear Greek, Ella.
Okay.
And we're going to finish up right here.
Okay. For to me.
For to me.
To live.
To live.
Is Christ.
It is Christ.
And to die.
And to die.
Is gain.
Die, gain. It's gain. All right. For me to live is Christ. I'm in him. He's my life. He's my all. I exist in him. I abide in him. He's my hope. He's my trust. He's everything. If if you trust in health care reform and it don't go down the way you want, Christ. If you're looking for a new place and that don't work out, Christ. If things are raggedy all right around you and they ain't going right, Christ.
Yeah.
If you're mad and ain't happy, Christ.
Yeah.
If you're broke and despondent, Christ. Where do you think Paul wrote this also letter from? Prison. Not the penthouse. From prison he was rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ella,
I know I held you up. Read it, Ella.
Okay.
For to me to live, Christ.
For to me to live is Christ.
Yes.
And to die
to
is
die,
gain.
Gain. Uh-huh. But if to live.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. Now listen to this language. But to live, this don't seem like no person that's and he was rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Ella, I know I held you up. Read it, Ella.
Okay.
For to me to live, if you're mad and ain't happy, Christ.
Amen.
If you're broke and despondent, if you trust in health care reform and it don't go down the way you want, Christ.
Christ.
It is Christ.
And to die.
And to die.
Is gain.
Die, gain. It's gain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ellie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Philippians 1, verse 21. Greek. You know, saved you. Look at. Somebody say, no more bills. You're kidding me. Hallelujah. All right, read on, Elder.
Okay.
But what? 23.
But I.
To the Lord. And where else would you want to be but manifested in glory with the Lord Jesus? Amen. No more pain.
And what I shall choose.
What I shall choose.
Not I perceive.
Not I perceive. Because this don't seem like no person that's wedded to the flesh. That's wedded to the flesh. For to live in the flesh. But.
This to me.
This to me.
Is fruit.
Fruit
of my work.
Of my work which I am caused to do. Uh-huh.
And what I shall choose.
What I shall choose.
Not I perceive.
Not I perceive. Because on the one hand, he's doing the work that the Lord had decreed for him to do. And on the other hand, he belonged to the Lord. And where else would you want to be but manifested in glory with the Lord Jesus? Amen. No more pain. No more limitedness. No more suffering. Somebody said, no more bills. You kidding me?
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
Is more necessary.
More necessary.
On account of you.
Because this is my job.
To be.
To be. Uh-huh.
By much.
For by much.
Rather better.
Rather better. To depart and be with Christ. Is in eternal glory. Praise God. The Lord had to put him out of his senses. Else he'd have come back walking on his eyelids. Decreed for me to help you all and encourage you all are to go and to be with Christ, which is Jesus. Amen. No more pain. No more limitedness. No more suffering. Somebody say, no more bills. You kidding me?
Not I perceive.
Not I perceive. Because on the one hand, he's doing the work that the Lord had decreed for him to do. And on the other hand, for to live in the flesh of our faith, not your salvation. Paul was preaching unto
continue
and continue
with you, with all you,
with you all
for the.
He hadn't reached, praise God, his final suffering yet. This is just one time he was in jail. Let's see what 25 had to say. flesh.
Is more necessary.
More necessary.
On account of you.
Because this is my job the Lord gave me. I'm a prisoner now. I can't just.
Rather better.
Rather better to depart and be with Christ in manifestation. Because actualization in is Christ. I'm in him. You're not in, your origin is not in the capsule of time. Your origin is in the eternal heaviness, and God sent you in here, sent us all but Adam in the same way by birth, sent us in here for testimony, amen, of who you truly are from the beginning, a child of God. You're not in, your origin is not in the capsule of time. Your origin, you got the depraved nature from, and is in the eternal heaviness, and God sent you in here, sent us all but Adam in the same, and all the time disappointment, trying to please God. I form them as we are informed. All my life, I thought I'm not going to finish here, so I'm not going to eat. I know.
That I shall remain.
I shall remain.
And continue.
And continue.
With you, with all.
But to say, I got to suffer some more. He hadn't reached, praise God, his final suffering yet. This is just one time he was in jail. Gave me. I'm a prisoner now. I can't just have my own. Choose not to heal us. Well, he delivered Paul many times, but Paul knew that at one time it came, that was it. I'm fixing to depart to be done. All the scriptures of our gospel is to inform us so that we can act accordingly. We won't be confused. We are his. We are children of his. We have always been his. We will never not be his. Amen. Amen. Of who you truly are. A lot of things we do think. Is in the eternal.